There's no environmental story that receives more, I'd say, worldwide media attention, especially right now, than the fires in the Amazon rainforest. And this year to date, there have been about, now get this, 75,000 reported fires.
Oh, my gosh.
Most of them involve land clearing. And that of course, is of concern about the loss of the rainforest as they burn down and clear areas. And it also will, you know, obviously have a lot to do with the whole global warming thing. I'm sure in the future this is going to come up years from now and say that this was a contributing factor. Dr. Nigel Assizer is an expert on the world's rainforest, and he has worked with nonprofit organizations right around the planet that dedicate their time and money to preserving these ecosystems. And he is globally recognized as the authority on forest ecology, climate change, and development. Holds several bachelor degrees in various areas, and just a real expert on all of this. And he joins us now. Good morning, Dr. Assizer. How are you?
Good morning. Very nice to talk with you.
Well, pleasure is ours. Thanks for joining us this morning. Let's just start right away by saying, you know, the finger pointing is well underway now. Everybody has got their views and opinions. Can you shed some light on what exactly is happening in the Amazon and maybe any updates since we last got a report?
Yeah, well, the Amazon has been suffering about 80% more fires than it did last year. And Brazilian scientists are predicting that as much as 10,000 square kilometers could be cleared this year. And just to help you understand what that is, that's nearly 2 million football fields in area being cleared this year. And that's a significant increase over previous years. Now, there's a long history, of course, of clearing the Amazon and the struggle to protect this rainforest. What's happened that's really propelled this into the headlines, though, apart from the numbers getting worse, is the politics around this. Brazil's new president, Bolsonaro, who came into power in January, was elected partly on a campaign saying he was going to undo environmental regulations in the Amazon, and he did not respect the rights of indigenous people, he said, to protect their own forest. And since then, he has implemented a significant series of steps, defunding the protection agencies, and we're even seeing him closing down some offices just in the last few weeks that are charged with enforcing the law to prevent illegal clearing and burning in the region. So this is in significant part a crisis created by his decisions and his positions on these issues.
Wow. Now we're hearing numbers like 75,000 fires. I mean, this sounds like a massive number when you compare it to most other jurisdictions that have their own share of forest fires. Is this normal, or is it like completely ridiculous numbers that we're getting, or is this true?
Well, to put that, to help understand why those numbers do seem so large, I mean, they are large, is if you took the Amazon Basin region and you overlaid it with a map of North America, it covers the entire continental United States. So we're talking about a vast, vast area. So it's normal to see farmers clearing and burning, you know, many, many fires across this region. So a part of this is what we would just normally expect. Because the Amazon is so special and so precious, though, there's been a lot of scientific effort to monitor and measure and quantify this going back many years. So we have a very clear time series of what's been happening. And what we're seeing is that this year it's a lot worse than last year. The interesting thing historically is that the numbers, if you go back to the early 2000s, the numbers were much, much higher than we're seeing now. And Brazil implemented an amazing program with satellite technology and enforcement agencies and managed to bring down forest loss by about 70%. No other tropical country has ever done it. They know how to do this. And that's part of the tragedy here. Me and my friends who've been working on this a long time, Brazilian scientists I know, just so sad, I would say, to see this administration there reversing enormous gains that previous governments in Brazil had made on this issue.
Is this, can we attribute this to poor government decisions? Can we attribute it to corruption? Can we, what can we attribute it to? There's got to be something that's fueling this aside from the fire, obviously.
Well, the president was elected with very strong support from sort of traditional agricultural interests and companies who have an interest in opening up the Amazon and getting hold of more land there and so on. It was also a quite a populist message to his base across Brazil. There are remarkably strong parallels with the election of Donald Trump in this country. You know, a very strong message to the base about things that needed to happen that sort of struck a chord with poor Brazilians and helped move it. And he was very lucky as well because he had a very weak opponent in the election because of a corruption scandal in the other political parties and one of his opponents actually being put in jail. So he kind of got into office. He was lucky. It was around like Trump's election here, and we're seeing very similar policies and dynamics playing out since.
Now, Canada and the United States, of course, we have advanced economies and rank in the top list of affluent countries in the world. Now, it could be argued by others that our criticism of Brazil is like the pot calling the kettle black. I mean, nobody probably has cleared more acreage in terms of forests and development and agriculture and all that stuff to support their economy than North Americans. So, you know, I mean, by the way, I'm all about growing the economy. Not at the price that apparently we're paying in South America, but I'm all about growing the economy. So, maybe we shouldn't be the first ones to throw the stones here.
You're right. I've done quite a bit of work on what's happening in Canada's forests and the U.S. forests as well. I've been heavily criticized for that by the Canadian government earlier on in my career as well. Situations like the dynamics in British Columbia around the Great Bear Rainforests and so on, and similarly in Alaska, which Trump is threatening to open up a forest in Alaska and so on. So, this is not just an issue in Brazil. The thing here, though, is the following. Brazil has a huge agricultural sector. It's also a very industrialized country. It's a very rich country as well. Largest economy in Latin America. And for their agriculture to thrive, they need a healthy ecosystem around the agriculture. And the Amazon is key for the rainfall patterns across that region. So they need to manage this resource carefully to sustain their agricultural sectors for the long term. They also have cleared so much land that they don't need actually to clear any more land to significantly increase production of soy and beef and so on. A lot of the land that's cleared is very unproductive and poorly managed, and that can be intensified.
So they need to do a better job with what they've got, from the sounds of it.
And they actually have a record of doing a much better job with what they've got. I mean, they have a record of actually doing this really well until this government came into power. So that's why it's particularly troubling.
Well, we're going to keep an eye on it, and we do appreciate you joining us this morning, Dr. Sizer, and shedding some light on this whole global rainforest. It is a global issue, not just South America's, for sure. Thank you for joining us.
It's a global issue, and if your listeners would like any more information, have a look at our website, Rainforest Alliance. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Dr. Nigel Sizer, global expert on rainforests, City College of New York. More Journal after this on Should Dare Go Away.